For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Hydro-Québec is giving $1.5 billion back to Quebecers. The government company has collected more revenue than authorized by the Régie de l'Énergie in recent years. Premier François Legault has ordered the return after receiving a petition from the Canadian Taxpayers Federation demanding it. Canada has come one step closer to aligning its laws with the UN's Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The bill brought forward by NDP MP Romeo Saganash has come under fire from Conservative senators. They say it could give Indigenous peoples too much governing power over energy projects. Conservatives have also been criticized themselves by opponents who say they have worked to stall the process of adoption. The bill provides a framework for the recognition of land control, language preservation, and legal equality, among other aspects, for Indigenous peoples. The bill is now on its way back to the Senate for more debate and a final vote. Indian authorities are gearing up to move 300,000 people away from the impact zone of a cyclone, which is expected to hit the coast this Thursday. Storm Vayu formed on the Arabian Sea and is making its way towards the coast of Gujarat, an industrial hotspot south of the Pakistan border. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news. Reach us by email at news@cjlo.com.